الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، in two previous videos we spoke about the current bid'ah of downloading free books, knowing that these books have been stolen from their rightful owners and downloading the books for free. And using these words to connect to this theft for the sake of Allah. Fi sabilillah, mashallah. Those who scan the books and put them online for free, the harm they have done already to book producers, authors, and translators is serious. Let me give you examples. For those who have thought and fear from Allah here, and love for Muslims, especially Muslims who are trying to help them understand the religion by producing books independently, nobody supporting them, working hard, producing the books in various ways, and then trying to sell the product so they can get back some of the investment, and nobody can compensate these good brothers and sisters fully for the good, for the good they do for the ummah, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, you know, let me talk about various issues here before I give examples to those who have been hurt by this book theft. Scholars before, some of them used to depend for income on copying books and selling the copies, you know, to those who want to read the books, including Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Ibn al-Qayyim, whenever he finished copying a book, he would leave it until somebody comes. I would like this book, that book. I have it, take this. And they pay and go and take the book. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim didn't live to see the kind of people we are associating with in this life today. They still, if it was in his time, they would come and tell him, we have from the scholars a fatwa, the major scholars, not the scholars, just the major scholars. A fatwa, we can take your book and give it away for free. So if that happened to Ibn al-Qayyim, would he be able to do more books? No. Same thing these people are doing here. The ones who upload and the ones who download. It's like the saw. Like our brothers in Egypt have this joke. It's like the saw. It's going up, it's going down. Download, upload, download, upload. You don't own that property, Habibi. This is the effort of Muslims, your brothers and sisters. Why are you so easily looking for free copies of them, scanned, instead of paying for the sake of Allah to help support these people so they continue doing more books instead of having them shutting down, not doing books anymore. No government supports them and no government does what they do for Allah's sake to benefit Islam and Muslims. Instead of driving them out of business, pay a little bit here and there. What's wrong with you, Habibi? You have a problem here. You made a vow. I'm not going to pay for books. I'm just going to get knowledge for free. Ibn al-Qayyim would have been out of business. Imams of our time, like Imam al-Albani, depended on book sales for income. If he didn't have income, then he's not going to continue doing the book. Same thing with the so many brothers and sisters who are doing books today. I know, for example, Dar es Salaam. Dar es Salaam in Riyadh did a lot of good books for the Ummah. And they have dozens of workers. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of money. They're paying them. They produce copies here and there. And yet I see books produced by Dar es Salaam, such as Tafsir ibn Kathir, that they sell. The paper by itself, this is money, costing money. See? But they produce thousands of books and they're having trouble with competition because people scanned the books and are offering them for free for the sake of Allah. Why drag for the sake of Allah into everything you do, people? Why? Who's benefiting from this book theft? The ones who are scanning and putting them online, they're not putting the money in their pocket. At least that part of the theft they're not doing. But they're depriving the rightful owners of these books who are trying to sell them. It's their right to sell, from their right to get compensated for the work they've done. The ones who download them for free, you are also stealing from those authors, stealing from their efforts, stealing from their time, money spent, and sadness that they feel that Muslims are doing this to them, while the Jews and Christians in their countries, they don't allow you to do that. La ilaha illallah. And then drag scholars who died decades ago, they have no idea what you're doing now, into justifying what you're doing now, which is haram, a theft, by saying the scholar said, we can do that, copyright. What about the right of the author who spent Allah knows how much time and effort and money producing these books? Isn't this a plot? You tell me. Isn't this a plot to drive authors and translators out of business? I feel that much of this that's been done is because of hasad. These people are envious. They can't help the ummah as these authors or translators are doing. They can't teach, so they try to ruin their business. And it is a business to sell books that you worked hard on producing. It's a halal business. Are you telling me Imam Ibn al-Qayyim was keeping knowledge from Muslims by not doing the books and giving them away for free immediately for the sake of Allah? I give an example that is even more serious than this one. So a bookstore that sells Islamic books is close to the masjid. Which scholar said you can take copies of books from that bookstore without paying the owner, and he doesn't know about it, and putting them in the masjid for free for everybody, because this is knowledge. You keep knowledge in the bookstore until somebody pays for the knowledge. Is that something that you need to do in your life to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Another question, having used the property of another Muslim without paying for it, do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you barakah, blessing in learning the religion when you're doing this kind of harm to those who are teaching you this knowledge? Allah will give you barakah regardless. Allahu musta'an. I know of examples where one brother who's done so many books, he's in very bad shape now. And he needs financial help, a lot of it. His books are also online for free. Like, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you, people? They need to sell these books, whether in the form of PDF or whatever, it's their right. let them have some money and let this brother get fixed in Allah physically. I know of a brother who is poor. He did some kind of work. He needed the income, couldn't get the income because he put his work for sale. They stole it, downloaded it. Uploaded it. What's the difference? Uploading, downloading, going up and down. Saw. Okay. And then he can't sell. Another example is a brother who spent his life savings, over $100,000, to buy all kinds of books, to buy all kinds of Islamic books and put them in his store for sale. I mean, which scholar would tell you, go and take this copy and that copy and this copy and that copy and pay for them, for the first copy, alhamdulillah. Go back home, scan them, put them all for free, and then drive this brother out of business. Who's going to buy these physical copies? So my advice is this. Those who do this crime, stop for Allah's sake. And if you don't stop, inshallah, Allah will take care of you. And then we will try our best to stop you and complain to the authorities where you live. Those who are downloading books for free, fear Allah. Don't do that. Don't do that. And expose these thieves for what they are, because they are thieves. I explained it to you that every book you download without paying for it to the author or translator or producer of that book or publisher, it is money that should have been in their pocket. But you wanted it for free, and for free you got it. And then you're angry if we call it, it's a book theft. Well, it is a book theft. Ya Habibis, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. One last thing I want to say, throughout the years, I've come to know that so many people, maybe most of them, when they get something for free, they don't respect it. I've seen people who, I give them a book for free, after 2-3 weeks, it's still in the car. You told me you can't pay for the book, I want to read the book. Oh, I gave you a book for free, it's still in the car, sitting under the sun. Because many people, strangely enough, these days, if they pay, they respect. Especially if they pay the kuffar, see? I said, this is the last thought. No, I'm going to give you one more. Just keep it here. I still have about a minute and a half to finish this video under 15 minutes, inshallah. Why don't these books that are contain a lot of benefits produced by kafir agencies and producers and all kinds of publishers, why aren't these people who are stealing Islamic books and putting them online for free doing to these books the same thing for the benefit of Muslims, for Allah's sake, without care of copyright, or copyright fatwa only works with Muslims, right? Why don't they do with these books that belong to big organizations? And they shouldn't do that because it's dishonest anyway. I have a bigger idea. I may go over 15 minutes, but alhamdulillah. Listen to this. Those Muslims who believe you can download everything for free, only from Muslims, without paying them, many of them work in different agencies, governments, sensitive areas, maybe defense, maybe high tech. Why don't they apply the same smart ideas that they do against Muslims with these issues they're dealing with? Because many Muslims need those secrets. They need government, Muslim governments, and others. They need these secrets to benefit the Muslims. For the sake of Allah, put these secrets out in print or online for free. It would be dishonest still, and you shouldn't do that. But I'm telling you, The people who only steal Muslim books, they're cowards. If they did that for secrets that would benefit Muslims maybe much more than my book, they don't put it for free. They don't call on people to do that and put it online for free, because they know what these Western governments would do to them. They're going to pluck their feathers like a chicken, one feather at a time. They know what they're going to do to them. But let's do it to those Muslims, because those Muslims, one of them would be thinking at night, I don't want to hurt this Muslim. He hurt me. Oh, Allah, take my right from that person. But in the morning, they would say, I'm not going to take them to court or, you know, bother with it. Allah will deal with them. You take books from these people and put them for the sake of Allah for free, and putting them online for everybody they can download, because you upload and they download, okay, going up and down. But you don't do that to those kuffar things. Some of them more beneficial to Muslims than my book. The religion is the most beneficial thing for Muslims all the time. But my book is not perfect, doesn't have all the information about the religion. But some systems, defense systems, for example, high tech, they're going to benefit a lot more Muslims than my book. My book, whoever reads it, inshallah, will benefit. But so many Muslims will benefit. Why don't you put them out for free? And then say, for the sake of Allah, I'm not going to visit you in jail, because if you did that, it'd still be haram and dishonest. But what can we say? So I mentioned before that behind my back, some brothers I've known for years, I had no trouble with them, never. They came behind my back and say, no copyright. No, you know, these people, you know, Jalal Abu Rabban, people who say there is copyright, they're not scholars. I don't care, Habibi. I don't care. I didn't ask anyone to call me a scholar or a sheikh, period. You see the period here? It's a big period. I never asked anybody. I don't really care about that, Habibi. I'm telling you my book, don't steal it from me, because what you're doing to me has hurt me and has hurt a lot of other people who need the money from what they, you know, the efforts and time and money that they put in producing books for you, so you can sit at home and say, MashaAllah, I have this book now. It's in my language. May Allah reward the author. You know, let me donate more. Find where I can send money to appreciate the Muslims for the good they're doing for me and for the Ummah. Can we do that? And a lot of Muslims are doing that. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from evil and evildoers. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.